Well, hey, friends, welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. You guys are having a terrific start of your week. You're staying healthy and strong, as always. And I know I say that on almost every show, but I mean it sincerely. A healthy population is a strong population, which is also a more resilient, rebellious population, which for some point in time, we've needed to be much, much less compliant in this country. The more I keep watching it, the more I am very, very surprised on how much some people are willing to accept from our government and from just the general population and just accepting things as they go along. And one of those is basically accepting that everybody is supposed to be sick all the time. It's just become a normal thing. And so it doesn't have to be normal, guys. I talked to a guy over the weekend. I was training all weekend with a bunch of my guys. We had a five-man team, and there was another group out there we were training with. And this guy was talking about how he's having all these health problems. And then finally he decided, I'm not going to do this anymore. And he had a big bag of fruit with him. He had some grilled chicken. He was trying to lose weight. And he'd lost a lot of weight. And he was looking good. He's moving fast. He's fast on sugar, too. And he said, he finally realized. He said, I realize if it is to be, it's up to me. Same stuff I said. And he goes, you know, I always was complaining about this. And I was having, you know, stomach problems and this problems. And finally he goes, okay, what am I going to do about it? And he made changes. I mean, big old Ziploc bag for fruit for extra carbs. You know, he was out there in the sun all day operating. And I thought to myself, there you go. It's not that difficult. You just have to get the right mindset to realize if somebody's going to take care of me, if somebody's going to help me get better, so get stronger, get healthier, it's going to be you. You know, people can encourage you. People can buy you some vitamins. People can check in on you. People can try to motivate you. But at the end of the day, you have to make the change that you want to see change, because if it is to be, it's up to you. Everybody can help you around. You have a support team, but you got to do it because you want to do it. So again, that's why we bring what we bring to you at Health Masters here, at Brower Show, all the different topics, all the different articles, all the different news, all the different supplements every single day to keep you guys as spot on and as healthy and as sharp as you can physically be. So thank you for supporting us at Health Masters. And I think we should have, Ted should be logged in today. You hooked up? You loud and clear, my friend?
I'm here. I'm waiting on you, Austin. In fact, that was a great intro, and you're absolutely right. It was one of the most frustrating things I've ever dealt with is when I had the clinic. I see up to 40 patients a day, and they'd come in every few weeks and see me again. And I remember it was so awful because you couldn't get them to make changes. I mean, 95% of them would not change. They would have the same health problems over and over and over again. Here they were paying me to help them, but the problem is they didn't have the discipline in their life to make the changes and stick with it. Now, the ones who did listen, the 5%, they had great results. You know, and I had a lot of other people who had better health. But the reality was, unless you make the choices for yourself and you decide to implement those choices and you stay with it for the long time, long period, it doesn't work. Consistent effort over a long period of time brings consistent results. Consistent effort for 1 week doesn't work. That's why so many people sign up for health clubs, Austin, at the beginning of the year in January. By January the 20th, they already quit. They're done.
Yep.
You know, so it's ludicrous how they do that, but they do it all the time. And they spend all that money. Many of them sign contracts at gyms, and they're stuck paying a contract for the next 2 years. And sadly, they don't even use the facility whatsoever. Yeah. Or, you know, as I've learned, you know, you go on vacation or whatever, and you go to these hotel gyms, and they've got a bunch of clowns ordering equipment that don't work. I mean, equipment
doesn't
work.
Exactly right.
I mean, the latest one are the ones with the cables on it. The handles are cables. And they're like strings on everything, and they don't work at all. And I told I was at a hotel the other day, and I told them, I said, who picked this equipment out? I said, this is awful. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, it doesn't even work. I said, if you didn't have dumbbells in this hotel, you couldn't even work out at all. It's just a waste of time. And I said, if somebody has spent a lot of money buying stuff that doesn't work. So if you go to a gym before you pay money to join that gym, go ahead and get a guest pass for a few times and try to use the equipment to see if you're going to benefit from it. Because a lot of times the equipment is so bad. They don't make the old school stuff anymore like they used to, the hammer strengths and the carrying and the body master stuff. Off. A lot of those companies have gone out of business. So if you can find a gym that has old school equipment in it that really works well, it's in good shape, it's the best place to go. And I'm glad your friend lost that weight, because I tell you what, running out there, you know, in Florida, you know, carrying that heavy gear, were you guys running the plates, or were you not wearing running plates?
Oh, yeah. No, we were full kit all weekend, man. I haven't done that in a couple months. I felt it this morning. I woke up, I was like, oh, my neck and traps were a little tight. But no, you want to stay operational like that. You can't be significantly overweight. You just a heart attack.
No,
that's why they have basically, you know, as far as PT requirements and different restrictions and all the armed forces, you can't just get out there and be insignificantly obese and try to go be infantry. You die, or you'll figure it out. I guess one or the other.
Well, if you're young enough, you may lose weight without dying. If you're older, you're going to die. You're going to have a heart attack. By the way, latest updates from Guadalajara and Puerto Vallarta. The cartels have gone nuts. They started bombing stuff down here, if it's really the cartels. And it's going to be crazy to see what happens down there, because this is something that's going to give, you know, Donald Trump the perfect emphasis to go into Mexico now, you know, because the cartels have gone berserk. Now, I will say something about Puerto Vallarta. Years ago, we were on a cruise ship, and we stopped there. I'll never forget this. And we went on a horseback ride. And I'll never forget, when we were on the horseback ride, there were guys behind us, and they were carrying machine pistols, about four of them. And I was shocked, because I asked them, I said, what are you guys doing? You're not on the ship. And they said, we're your security. If we weren't here with you, the mafia, basically the Mexican mafia, the drug cartels, would come in and kidnap you. And we don't want that kind of publicity for the cruise ship. So that drug stuff down in Mexico and the amount of mafia and stuff involved in that and the cartels that's involved in that is very, very real. That's why this could be could have a possibility of being a real story and not a false flag. Frankly, I think it's a real one.
Now, it's pretty real from what I've seen down there. The only thing that I could possibly see is that basically any type of CIA involvement to try to increase instability down there in Mexico to give the precedent for us to get directly involved. But I do know from people that have done contract work and everything down there, the cartels are very real. They're a very big problem, and they are very violent in most cases. And so it doesn't take a lot for those guys to pop off and start doing really, really dumb stuff. That's why they have all those, you know, homemade up-armored F-250s and everything else they have down there. Because you got to remember, guys, you know, the ATF made sure we gave them 2,500 machine guns and 50 caliber rifles, you know, to track them, that they lost all of them. That was one incident with Fast and Furious under Holder and Obama that occurred with ATF directly transporting machine guns and 50 calibers to the Mexican drug cartels. So you got to remember, that was one incident they got busted for out of dozens of other instances that I've heard. So when you have a group that are involved with narco-terrorism, and they have pretty much the heaviest machine guns and, you know, armored personnel, firearms and armored personnel carriers and everything in between, you got to find something out to do with them. When all you have is an arsenal of hammers, everything becomes a nail when you get in a bad mood. I mean, it's just what happens. And so, again, thanks, you guys. Holder, you guys were great in implementing as many machine guns as you could down there.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, that they did, and probably the biggest single mistake that they made, which, of course, wasn't a mistake. They did it on purpose. You know, when they took Gaddafi out of Libya, he warned everybody, take me out, you're going to open the doggone floodgates of Africa into Europe. And, of course, when you have people like Angela Merkel, you know, pushing the buttons and helping through that, because remember, she's a hardcore communist, raises a hardcore communist. You know, I've got a friend of mine who just was in Paris. And he says, you cannot believe it. He said, you think it was bad 10 or 15 years ago. You can't believe it now. There's entire areas in the city that are basically tents on pallets with feces everywhere and urine everywhere and immigrants in all of these different tents still to this day. And the whole place reeks of feces. And it's unbelievable. And people think this is Paris. And, of course, in the areas where the tourists are, they try to keep you away from that. But if you get off onto the back streets, you better know what you're doing. You better be in a vehicle you get away from some people, because that's a dangerous, dangerous place to go. And but again, this is what the globalists do. They make all these promises and they deliver nothing. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, I've heard that from multiple places. There was a big social media guy. He posted some videos of Paris a few months back. Actually, it was interesting because while he was recording, and it was the exact same video you're describing with your friend, same exact scenario. He's walking around, and it literally looked like you were over, like, in a small town, small village, small city.
Mogadishu.
Over in, like, you know, yeah, basically, you know, over in Nigeria. I mean, she's like the only guy walking around. Like, it was just white. And everybody around there is getting mad at him. You can't video us. They're screaming at him, yelling at him in different languages, cussing at him, chasing him down. Finally, he had to get out of there because he's walking around recording everybody. And they're freaked out. And so, yeah, that's what happens when you allow these communists to come in. But speaking of different things that you basically got to be careful about coming in your body or allowing to have happen, five daily habits that may influence your genes. They said your genes load the gun, but your daily habits pull the trigger. Dr. Shad Mavasti says here, then he goes into detail how gene expression, people often assume it's fixed, something's inherited or unchangeable. A board-certified integrated medicine physician, Mavasti, executive director of the Honor Health Whole Health Institute, said, but one of the most hopeful discoveries of modern medicine is that how long and how well you live is strongly influenced by your daily habits, and that's how our genes are shaped, and that's how they behave. as far as on how they actually operate. So one of the first ones, he goes, prioritize sleep. That's a hard one for a lot of people, but I get it. I'm the same way. I stay up way too late and I'm up early. But as you start getting older, you realize how much more you need sleep. He said sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's a critical period when your body and genes recover and reset. During deep sleep stages, your brain activates genes that promote healing and suppress those linked to stress and inflammation. Sleep regulates gene expression tied to immune defense, glucose metabolism, and stress response. Chronic sleep deprivation shifts gene expression towards inflammation and accelerates cardiometabolic aging. Sleep is one of the most powerful, undervalued longevity tools we have. This is one of the reasons why we put together that kit, like Sleep Like a Baby. It's providing the magnesium, the GABA, the melatonin, and basically what your body needs to really relax, calm down, get good, deep, restful sleep, and wake up in the morning refreshed, ready for a new day to knock it out. We just put that kit together on a whim. We put it together designed to really help with good rest. And you can adjust the dosage as you need it because sleep is so important. Next one here says, move your body. Exercise is a gene modulator. Exercise is like a natural gene switchboard. Physical activity influences hundreds of genes and regulates metabolism, inflammation, and cell growth. Research indicates that regular exercise activates genes that protect against chronic illness like diabetes, heart disease, certain cancers. When you exercise, your muscles produce signaling molecules called mitokines, which turn on beneficial genes. Over time, consistent activity enhances the expression of genes involved in fat-burning, muscle growth, and inflammatory responses. This is why it's so important to always constantly be able to at least have some good exercise or moving every day. I talked to another friend of mine who's down, again from Montana, and he talked about he was having issues with blood pressure years ago. And then he talked to you, Dad, about basically the small round trampoline. And he could jump on the HGH Stimulate and the Super E and the beet juice powder and start doing the trampoline. He said he still does it to this day. Blood pressure is perfect all the time. And because most times now, in this current societal norm that we live in, it's very easy if you're not careful, especially with certain jobs, to be very, very sedentary, whether you work on a computer all day, whether you're on the phone. And so a lot of times people just don't do anything. You know, the most walking they get is from their car to their office and their office to their car. And then they come home, drive, then sit back in the house again, watch TV. And so what happens is the body gets in this routine of never actually having any type of significant exercise. And what happens is it really starts increasing all types of health problems because the body's never designed to be that long sedentary. You know, like I exercise on a pretty regular basis. And then, you know, over the weekend, we did a lot of vehicle op training, a lot of deployment out of cars, a lot of different CQB. And, you know, I always try to push myself as hard as I can. And I felt it the other day. I was like, man, I was getting tight. After about 6-7 hours like that, shooting all day in kit, your body starts pushing it. And, you know, granted, I'm more conditioned for that, so I'm okay with it. But you got to make sure if you start exercising or pushing yourself to an extent, you got to make sure you're conditioned for whatever you're getting ready to do. There's like some of those events, like they have like Tough Mudder, the big obstacle courses, which I love those. I think they're super cool. But you need to make sure you're in the right health and right area with all of your body before you go and jump on one of those things. The same thing happens with CrossFit. There's some good exercise with CrossFit. A lot of exercises with CrossFit absolutely go bonkers when it comes to any type of normality and any type of longevity as far as training. I'll just be honest with you. And I've had discussions with CrossFit trainers, and I've known multiple people. They're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, they want to lose weight. Everybody hears, oh, I'm in CrossFit, I'm losing weight. Okay, they go do it. Literally to a T, within 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, I see them again, wrist is busted, ankles gone out, knee shot, shoulders done. I'm sling now, I got a rotator cuff surgery. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, they had us do clean and jerk at 135 to failure, and then we do rows to failure, and then we do pull-ups to failure, and then we go run a mile, then we come back in and do pull-ups again to failure. And I'm like, dude, you're 40-something years old, and you haven't worked out in 10 or 15 years. That wasn't the best way to warm up your joints and your ligaments and your tissue. You're not 20 years old anymore. And so I always warn people about that. Exercise is great. Staying active is great. But do it in tiers as you advance your body. If you're really trying to advance, grow, and produce, and push, and get better results, start off and gradually move towards it. Just because you're a world-renowned athlete or you're a ball player when you're 20, 21 years old, if you've been on the couch for 10 or 15 years, you've been working steady, and you've just been out of shape, don't try to go jump into it. So I used to do 35 pull-ups when I was in Marine Corps. Good. You're not in the Marine Corps anymore. You're retired now and you're 45. You need to watch your shoulders to see what's doing if you haven't done pull-ups in 20 years. Those are certain things you got to be aware of. And we had that entire discussion yesterday with some guys there that weren't very conditioned, and they were trying to basically push themselves harder as they were really good shape when they were younger. They said, you got to stare it up, man. You can't be on the couch for 10 years and then try to jump in and push yourself hard. That is a very big part of it, and making sure your body's able to get conditioned. The next one on here, the last thing, was talking about eating plants-based and foods based in antioxidant fiber and antioxidants. That's important. Also, manage stress. Calm your mind to influence your genes. Stress activates hormones such as cortisol. So I also, too, recommend the purple sticks if you want to get the, you know, energy blend, nutrient dense, increase your energy without having the massive cortisol effects on it, and those different things. It says stay connected, social bonds in your genes. Humans are social creatures. Having connection actually has a positive impact on gene activity. So those are a few things I want to talk to today about five daily habits that may influence your genes. But what's your comments on that, my friend?
Well, great comments, great article. The reality is that you've got to look at epigenetics. And, you know, people don't know what that is. And that means that your body has a certain genetic predisposition to express certain types of problems, including health problems and disease problems. It's called epigenetics. And it carries from one generation to the next generation to the next generation. And it can be transferred. The problem with epigenetics is that people don't realize your genes don't have to express that you're going to get cancer. Your genes don't have to express that you're going to get heart disease. Your genes don't have to express that you're going to die when you're 50 years old. It doesn't have to do that. The problem that causes that is the lifestyle choices. If you say my granddad died of a heart attack when he's 50 years old, my dad died of a heart attack when he's 50 years old, therefore I'm going to die of a heart attack when I'm 50 years old. You start speaking that, but the problem is if you're eating the same food your grandfather did, if you're basically not exercising like your grandfather, your father didn't do, if you're 100 pounds overweight like both of them were, you're probably right. You're probably going to die when you're 50 years old. Because those genes are going to express themselves with cardiovascular problems. The same thing is true with cancer. You know, everybody in my family gets cancer. Well, that's a great confession. That sounds perfect. I mean, why do you want to speak that stuff over yourself, number one? I have a friend of mine. I've known him about 10 or 15 years now. 15 years ago, he says, my dad died when he was, you know, 40 years old. And, you know, I'm about 40. And I'm like, what does that have to do with you? You're not your dad. And I said, what do you mean? I said, you're not your dad. I said, there's no reason for you to basically sit here and confess that you're going to die when you're 40 years of age. There's no reason to. And now it's 15 years later. He's in his mid-50s, and he's doing great. His health is great. He's great. Finally, he told me, he says, you know, Ted, you were right. If I had listened to my doctors, if I had listened to the naysayers, if I had gone on all the statin drugs and all the chemicals and all the rest of the stuff they wanted me to go on, I probably would be dead by now. I said, yeah, you probably would have been. But the epigenetics is transferred from generation to generation via DNA. But it doesn't mean you have to allow it to express itself. The expression occurs primarily because of lifestyle choices and behavioral patterns that you've established from your parents or your grandparents. That's why it's so important that, like the Bible says, train up your children in the way they should go. And we've got a book. I'm not sure we have any left in inventory. It's called Train Up Your Children in the Way They Should Eat. And we teach them how to eat the right kind of foods. And it says, and basically what will happen is as they get older, they'll start eating the right foods most of the time. Now, some of them will surprise you. They'll continue to eat junk and there's nothing you can do about it. But the reality is that's all you can do. If you train them up in the way they should go, when they are old, they should return back to it and hopefully keep themselves alive for a whole lot longer. But there's another article here, boss, that I want to cover real quick. And it's called Operation Trust. The 100-year-old Soviet psychop that repackaged itself as QAnon and the MAGA movement. Now, I'm going to stop with this. Let's kind of give you a background on this. About 100 years ago, when the Russian Revolution, a little over 100 years ago now, when the Russian Revolution started, they said when they killed Tsar Nicholas, they lied and told everybody that Tsar Nicholas was alive, that he was still running Russia from an undisclosed location. And as they were telling this to people, it gave everybody false hope, and they made people believe that the Tsar was still alive and his family hadn't been bayoneted and machine gunned. And what happened is they keep giving you these psyops. That's what this is. This was developed by Edward Bernays and Freud back in the 1800s with their psychological program and training they did to people on an ongoing basis. It basically makes people think that they've got a chance to do this. It's like Trump's playing 10,000, you know, level dimensional chess. No, he's not. You know, he's still running the military from Mar-a-Lago. No, he wasn't. None of this stuff is true, but we hear this stuff over and over and over again. And there's a really good article I posted. You guys can read it, and you can understand. It says basically what, you know, the QAnon movement is no doubt sputtering and losing a lot of their base, but some people are still believing all that. President Donald Trump still commands a sizable portion of the American population. I mean, them to agree with seemingly everything he says and does. And they're saying that these movements have started to lose their luster now because we're starting to realize that when they say things like make America great again or drain the swamp or golden age or America first or end the deep state or 40 DHS are removing abuse, fraud, and waste. Great awakening. Restore the public. The storm. The red pill. Defeat the globalists. Fall the cabal. The other night I was watching Trump, and he goes, talk to a CNN reporter, and she started talking. He said, I didn't call on you, CNN. You guys are fake news. You're not real news. And so all of this stuff tries to build trust with the rest of us who want to believe what's going on and trust the plan. That's why I tell people, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, because it's through Jesus we can do all things through God who gives us strength. We have to understand that, because God's, if we don't understand that the world is not a place that's good, it's an evil place, and that we're just passing through, it'll start really messing with your head. Remember, there's some beautiful things here. Beautiful places to go, beautiful things to see, great friendships. We've got all that stuff. But don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in Jesus. And that's why the other day I was talking to somebody. They were saying, well, you don't eat pork. I said, nope. God said not to do it. And I said, well, is that the only reason? I said, well, that's the primary reason. The other reason is the World Health Organization says the primary cause of cancer globally. Well, you can't get cured meats without sodium nitrite. All these poisons are in your system all of the time. So why do you want to put the stuff in your body in any concentrations whatsoever? That's why you always, when you go to a restaurant, you always ask them, is this wild salmon or is this farm-raised salmon? Always ask them, because a lot of times they're going to lie to you and tell you it's farm-raised and it's really wild. So always ask those questions. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're spot on. My question is this. We already know. I mean, if you're aware of what's in the food supply, you're aware of ultra-processed foods. If you've listened to this show, I can't make it any clearer. You know, the high-fructose corn syrup, the preservatives. And like yesterday, for example, I stopped by Publix with Hunter yesterday. We were running around. We were to check out. And they have a Reese's Oreo mixture now. Reese's has basically, you know, gotten together with Oreo, and they have a Reese's Oreo in this packet we're checking out. Hunter's like, look at that, Dad. It's Reese's and Oreo. And I said, well, pick it up. He goes, pick it up. I said, pick it up. Pick it up, flip it over. So he picked up, flipped it over, and I went through the ingredient list with him. Now, he's 9, about maybe 10 years old, so I don't think he fully, truly understands all the ingredients I was saying. But what I did was I picked out a couple key ones, like the TBQ, the high-fructose corn syrup, the hydrogenated oil, the artificial stuff in it. And I looked at him and said, these are a couple ingredients in here. I said, that'll really mess your stomach up. I said, it'll probably give you a headache. And then with the sugar, the amount of sugar compared to even to a regular Reese's was through the roof. And I said, this kind of stuff is what makes you sick, especially if you keep eating it over and over again. He said, okay, so put it back. And so the biggest thing is, once you understand and have the understanding and knowledge that, okay, these are certain things that probably aren't the best for me. Is it going to really, really cause significant problems if you ate it on an absolutely rare occasion? Probably not. Your body can process it out. But the truth about it is this. On a regular basis, you're constantly getting exposed to chronic toxins, period. Whether it's in a water supply somewhere, whether you're going out to eat somewhere, there's all kinds of stuff your body's constantly fighting off. So why actively put things in your body that you know aren't going to be helpful on a regular basis? I've told you guys before, you know, on a rare occasion, I haven't been there in a while, but a rare occasion for an event or something happens, something fun, I'll take Hunter, I'll take the kids, or like Five Guys. They got probably some of the cleanest fast food burgers, because I've looked at all of them in the research. I mean, it's fast food, let's be real. But they're fairly decent when it comes to actually the quality of the beef on it. You're not dealing with just super nasty preservatives. You've watched the video I've showed you guys where he took, you know, Burger King, Five Guys, you know, because, you know, they're both good there. Five Guys, Burger King, McDonald's, bought them a month later, kept them all in the packaging, room temperature, no refrigerator, whatever, kept them in his garage, packaged up like they gave them. He pulls McDonald's out of it for 30 days. It doesn't even have the faintest amount of mold or anything on it. It looks like it does when you buy it, same day. Burger King had an edge on it, has some like green mold popping up a little bit. He pulled the Five Guys one open. The entire thing's like decomposing. It's black. It's one giant fur ball, and it's like rotting. That's the difference when you have food with less and less preservatives in it compared to something like McDonald's. It's not even real food. The bread isn't real. The meat's not real. Nothing's real at McDonald's. It's all reconstituted, basically preservative-ridden, modified paste. Everything they do, they modify. They put it in a paste together. They pretty much put it in the size, shape, form that they need. That's why their French fries are some of those toxic foods known to man. Not just with the oil of potatoes, but they actually take the potatoes that they contract and they spray them with multiple different types of toxins right after they harvest them to make sure they don't decay and they don't rot. They have that golden potato look all the time, 24/7. They actually have to let the potato sit and fume out in a giant facility because they're so toxic, they can't even allow them to sit out. They have certain regulations they have to do to let the potato sit for a while so all the toxins can fume out of them before they can process them. So when you look at stuff like that, you got to ask yourself the question, why do I want to keep putting this stuff in my body? And the answer is you don't. You want to stay away from it. Now, this is kind of funny. Rich pointed something out. I'm going to show you a photo here in a second, lest you don't think we live in Florida. So I was got off the thing with Dad a second ago, and we have a guest. We have a guest in the studio in here. Now, you guys know, a while back ago, we had three cats. They were in the wall. A mom had basically found her way up in the attic of the studio, and she had babies, and then the cats fell down the wall. And we rescued all of them, so don't say I don't, you know, do anything nice for anybody. We rescued all three of the cats. They all went to good homes. I think Rich actually has one now. He still has them. Great cats. Saved them. Whatever. Well, we got a give me camera for Rich here in a second. We've got an owl that's now barricaded himself in the top of the show, and he's looking at me right now as I speak. And so we got to figure out what to do with him. I think he's got a nest up there now in the barn, in the studio.
How did he get in there, Austin?
I don't know. It stays locked up. But he is
In the studio?
Yeah, he's looking at me right now, dude. He's looking at me right now. So I'm letting you know right now, if you see an owl come down and land on the show, or he comes down and he scoops up a box of purple sticks, I'm just going to let it be. I'm going to keep doing the show as normal, and we're live. I don't have the ability to catch him right now because we're on a live show. But lest you see an owl swoop down and steal my products, don't think it's AI because it's not. He's really up there, as you can see in the photo here. But I just
keep – I saw you laughing. What was going on?
Yeah, that's when I started laughing. That's why I had to pull the cameras off me because we were messing with that on there. So anyways, I digress as we're going back into more articles of research. And speaking of good research, Bacopa, the 3,000-year-old herb sharpening modern minds. Now, some people would argue that this nutrient, Bacopa, was promised us 3,000 years ago. Some of y'all get that joke in a minute. But Bacopa really is an unbelievably old nutrient that has been studied for brain health for many, many years. A 2024 study published in the Journal of Psychiatry and Cognitive Behavior examined the effects of Bacopa on cognitive function and memory in 80 healthy adults. Participants received around 300 milligrams of Bacopa, which contained 90 milligrams of the Bacopicides, the primary active ingredient, or placebo for 12 weeks. The group taking Bacopa showed significant improvements across multiple measures, verbal short-term, spatial short-term, but working, episodic, working memory, cognitive functioning, including concentration. Everything basically got better. It says that Bacopa shows essentially what it helps the brain to need to promote growth, survival, and maintenance of neurons, and it's vital for brain's plasticity. Strengthening connection between neurons is essential for learning, memory, and cognitive functioning. This is why it's such an effective product, and this is one of the reasons why when we put it in the memory support, we put this kit together years ago. This has like everything to help out with the brain if you look at it here. It's basically got the Bacopa extract, the ginkgo extract, the N-acetylcysteine, the L-carnitine, the phosphatidylserine, the resveratrol, the huperzine, and of course we're throwing a healthy dose of folate, B6, and B12, methylcobalamin, of course. And so these are key core ingredients that work together to help out the brain. And when you put them together, they have a massive synergistic effect. That's why I've told people, if you're really wanting to stay on top of things, add in the attention factor, which is a nootropic, which really helps you out with focusing, and then throw in the memory support while you're working on something, and your retention is insane, especially if you're going to take an exam or do a presentation or whatever you're going to do. I mean, we do all these shows every day. I don't have a teleprompter. I've never used a teleprompter, actually, except for a few, marketing campaigns we did before. I don't use teleprompter. Well, the thing about it is you have to know what you're talking about if you do an hour show solo with no teleprompter. I very rarely know anybody that could do stuff like that unless they're very, very versed on certain topics. So in order to maintain that memory, you've got to feed yourself the raw nutrients. And Bacopa, once again, shows why we've used it in research and used it among societies for thousands and thousands of years on how effective it is for the brain. And that's why we use such a high dose of it here at 50 milligrams per capsule. On top, remember, this is the whole plant Bacopa size with ginkgo extract, with basically the phosphatidylserine, the transresveratrol. It's not just Bacopa. It's everything in one bottle and one capsule, and that's why we have it here on the site and why it's been such a popular product. I think it's a little undervalued and underrated because I don't think a lot of people take it. We stick, you know, a lot of times with the B complex, the multiple, which is a core flat base. You got to stay on those all the time. But then other products, as you start getting older, really help out with memory and basically this concentration of things that you need that may have tapered down. Sometimes you get older and you don't realize they're tapered down until you take the raw nutrients like this. And then you go, wow, I feel really good again. I feel really operational again. I remember this again. Once you get back to that, you remember how good you feel, and that's why taking supplements, keeping junk food out of your diet, getting adequate sleep, the more you do those things and the more you do them in continual basis, you'll have much better results, and you'll start feeling really, really good all day long. What do you think, bud?
Well, also the reality is if you eat the right kind of food, you take the right supplements, like the Macopa, you feel great anyhow. And your energy goes through the roof, and your brain activity goes phenomenal. I mean, it's like you said, you know, we don't use teleprompters on the show. We basically, you're, you know, doing what we do because it's what we do. We have too much knowledge about it at all, and our brains work well. I remember years ago, I have a friend of mine, and I did a show with him. Oh, gosh, it's been over 20 years ago. His name was Rod Parsley. He's a pastor, and I met him on Daystar TV out of Texas. And I'll never forget, you know, he wanted me to come up and do a program on Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy on the top 10 foods never to eat at his studio up in Columbus, Ohio, at his church. He had a huge church, still does. And I told him, I said, fine. So I flew up there to do the show with him. And he'd lost 40 pounds, dropped like 11 inches on his waist, felt great, got off all his drugs, was doing phenomenal. And he said, let's go ahead. Here's your teleprompter. Let me go ahead and show you how to read the script on the teleprompter. And they had written an entire show for me to do with him, Austin, complete with the answers. And I laughed at him, and I said, Pastor Parsley, I said, you'll stymie this show if you do this. I said, I don't need a teleprompter. I've done the same broadcast repeatedly. I said, hundreds if not thousands of times. I said, let's just wing it one time. And so we did it, and it had show did tremendous for him. It raised a lot of money for his nonprofit. And the thing about it is that, you know, when your brain works, and remember, this is 20 years ago I did that. I still do that right now. And that's the thing that's so nice about that. If you take care of yourself, your body responds. You literally, Paul Bragg called it agelessness. You get to a point where you just stop aging. Your body just kind of stays the same all the time. And that's the goal here, is to stay healthy in an ageless state in which your body constantly just kind of stays and looks the same all the time. Because, you know, it's a lot easier that way than it is getting old. I remember I told you this, Austin, about 10 years ago, I decided to try aging once. I didn't like it at all. It was awful. I don't do that anymore. And it's just easier to stay in shape and continue to work out, even if you're on the road, you know, in hotels, do the best you can to use your crazy equipment, because it's better than nothing in most cases. Now, some cases, it's not better than nothing, because you're going to end up hurting yourself on the equipment, but then you can stay with the dumbbells because you get a full workout with dumbbells anyhow, Austin. What do you think?
No, you can't. I've told people that before. I mean, gyms are fantastic. They're great. A lot of times they have advanced equipment. You can really dial stuff in. But you give me a bench and a good set of dumbbells, at least a couple racks of dumbbells on there, you can pretty much train every single body part, whether you're wanting to do, you know, squats with walking lunges, shoulder press, you know, flats on with dumbbells, inclines with dumbbells, curls. I mean, back, you know, low rows with dumbbells. That's all you really need. I mean, granted, yes, like I said, a lot of the other equipment's really, really nice sometimes, and it can be a lot more advanced. But as far as getting exercise, you got a nice bench off eBay and basically order a couple, you know, dumbbells, some 25s, some 30s, some 40s, and whatever's in your bracket as far as what you need and trying to push. You can pretty much do anything you need. And so that the excuse that people have, well, I don't have time to work out. I don't have this to work out. I don't have that to work out. But then they lay on the couch and watch Netflix when they get home for 6 hours and binge eat on ice cream. Yeah, you probably could have taken 20, 30 minutes out of your time to go out to the garage or go out in the backyard or go on the back porch and hit some dumbbells, hit some laps, hit some push-ups, whatever you need to do. Just don't stay stagnant. That's one of the biggest things. You got to stay active. You got to stay mobile. And you got to stay adapting to everything, especially as you get older. Because at the end of the day, as I said at the beginning of the show, if it is to be, it's up to you. If you want to change your health, it's on you. If you want to get in better shape, it's on you. You can use all the excuses you want. But remember, excuses only satisfy the person telling them. That's it. The only reason people use excuses is because they're trying to justify to themselves why they didn't do something. And we all have done it. We've all done it. There's no halo over my head. You sit there and go, oh, well, I didn't do this because of that. And I didn't do this because of that. Okay. What about tomorrow? Well, tomorrow I got this and I got that. Okay. What about next day? Well, I don't know. Okay. You're trying to justify to yourself why you haven't done something, why you still are buying pork at Publix, why you still are paying money for high-processed lunch and meats with sodium nitrate in them, why you're still buying Kellogg's cereal and Cinnamon Toast Crunch for your children. You're trying to justify to yourself why you're still doing it. You don't have to justify it to anybody. You just have to do it. This doesn't matter. No, you don't owe an excuse or an explanation to anybody except yourself. And you need to have, if you have an excuse, you need to have an explanation to yourself. Why am I still buying this food? Why am I still bringing it home? Why am I still utilizing these things? Why am I still taking these pharmaceutical drugs? Why is it that I'm doing that? Ask yourself the three questions we bring up on this show all the time. What am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? If you're doing something you know you need to cut back on, you're doing something you're doing too much of, you're doing something you're doing too little of, is that okay? what you're doing to me, and I'm okay with it. So begin, ask yourself those questions and start having that middle, I guess that middle questionnaire, that middle checkbox in your head. I feel like too many people, you know, stop doing that over the years. They stop having a checkbox. They stop having a goal list. They stop having a focus group. They stop having, you know, a goal board on the wall where you write stuff out. You'll scratch it off when you get it. It's certain things you got to basically look at and go, okay, I need to get this done. Write it down. I say that all the time. That is literally like one of my doggone mottos. Write it down. Write it down. And I learned that a lot from Dad, because I remember back in the day, I used to do stuff off the cuff. You know, you got a great memory. You're 16, 17 years old. You do all this stuff. When you start getting older, you start having kids, you start running businesses. It's not that your memory is not as good. There's just a whole lot of file cabinets with a whole lot of information in your brain that start getting really full. So you got to go, okay, what am I doing today? Write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. That's one of the things you do with index cards. I mean, I do this all the time on mine. I'll fill out 5x5x7 index cards. I'll have 10, 15, 20 things on the sheet to do for the day, whether business, personal, all these different things, and I'll scratch them off throughout the day. That's a really good way to stay motivated with goals, because what it does is it gives you the ability to visually see it, focus on it, get it done. And then what happens is, and I learned this from Jim Rohn, mentally, when you have a goal on a sheet, you complete that task. You give yourself a reward basis of scratching it off. Now, it sounds really minute, but you'll realize this. You say, I got this done right here. You scratch it off. You scratch another one off. You scratch another one off. Well, now, suddenly, you look at them, you go, oh, I don't have 15 things on my sheet anymore. I've got 7. Well, now, all of a sudden, you now have internal motivation to finish the other 7. I've already completed half of them. I'm already halfway there, past halfway there. What do I got to do next? And you'll continually start knocking them down. And then when you get the whole sheet done, you knock them down. You say, okay, now I'm done. Now I get to go work out, or now I get to go do this. Now I get to go do something and go enjoy it and knock my day out or go by tonight. And you got everything done that you need to get done every single day, and you stay focused on it. That's at least the way it works really good for me. I'll usually start putting stuff down the night before. That morning I'll add more stuff. And then by the end of the day, almost everything, if not everything, is always scratched off, unless it's something that I've addressed, scratched off, and then I got to roll back to the next couple days. You can do the same thing with food. You can do the same thing with supplements. You can do the same thing with every area of your life in order to stay more motivated. Is you have to have some type of goals in order to focus on those if you want to grow further and further and further. That's my stance on that. Now, also, too, there's another topic that's coming up here about liver disease now, and another increase in why a lot of teenagers are seeing liver disease. They're saying forever chemicals now may triple the risk of liver disease in teens. The PFASs, which are basically the Teflon products, the non-stick items, found in drinking water, food packaging, and household products, interfere with how the liver processes fat, nearly tripling the risk of fatty liver disease in adolescents. Researchers also warn that microplastics transport PFASs deeper into the tissue, causing even more harm. The PFASs, called forever chemicals, are now causing more and more problems the longer we see them. Microplastics serve as carriers for PFASs, transporting them further into every area of your body. Reducing exposure through water filtration, mindful product choices, and help lower long-term chemical burden and protect metabolic health. And one thing they say in this article here is one of the worst things you do is you slick, waterproof, grease-resistant, and non-stick pans. They're like the worst. They said the other thing on here is fast food wrappers. There you go. Another factor makes McDonald's even better. Not I'm eating ultra-processed food that doesn't rot. It's wrapped in a PFAS wrapper. So I'm getting non-stick, basically, you know, Teflon added to my food on top of that. Then it goes on to say here, also another thing, is using types of plastic or Tupperware in the microwave or any types of wraps. This is a huge one. There's research that I did a couple years ago on this topic. There's a study that came out and was showing the microwavable foods, the foods that are in the plastic trays, and then they have the plastic wraps on them. Do not, and I'm saying this very sincerely if you care about your health, do not ever cook those in the microwave with the wrap or container or anything. Ever. Period. If you got to cook something in the microwave, which I don't recommend, I don't even have a microwave, but if you have to, this is just where it's at, and you have one of those items, like a microwave food, or you've got an organic one that's halfway decent, take it out of the wrapper, take it out of the little plastic nonstick packaging that they always have. And you ever feel the inside of them? You do this next time. Oh, pull up the packaging. So there's a tray of, like, say, you know, organic macaroni and cheese. You open it up. That wrapper that it's in basically is all plastic. What it's contained is all plastic. When you put it in the microwave, all those PAFSs start melting. everything starts heating up and softening as you cook the food further and further and further. All those PA fesses and nonstick items and Teflon and types of like that get ingested, basically sucked up into the food, and you're eating it with insane high amounts. You're going to do it, take it out of the wrapper, take it out of the packaging, and put it in a glass Pyrex container. Then put it in the microwave. The glass Pyrex can take super high heat in the oven. Microwave's not going to hurt it. It's straight glass. You're not going to pull any toxins out of it. And you can cook that microwave food, which, again, I don't recommend. But if you have to do it that way, that at least is you're taking 90% of those toxic PAFSs out of the equation when you cook that food. Best bet, this is really good, if you got to cook something like that, take it out of the wrapper. Cook it in a stainless pan. That's what I do all the time, with some butter, avocado oil on the stove. Takes a little bit longer, takes more time, takes way better, way healthier for you, and you don't have that microwave food taste. It just, and everything that goes along with that. I can't reiterate that anymore. Microwaves are insanely convenient, not going to knock it, but what they do to the food and what they do in those plastic foods when you eat them, they are toxic. And now they're saying now it is massively linked to higher fatty liver disease. Fatty liver disease is now estimated to affect 9% of all children and 41% of children with obesity, guys. Now, a lot of the ones, the 41% of children with obesity with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, the vast majority of that is directly related to high fructose corn syrup. It's high fructose corn syrup is directly related. I mean, they've done study after study. High dose high fructose corn syrup, high non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They tested rat models. They tested humans. It's the way. So that's another thing to stay away from. But the plastics, the non-sticks, the microwaves, stay away from that as much as you possibly can. If you have kids, try to teach them about that. They're going to use a microwave. Put in a Pyrex at least if they got to use that. Dad, what do you think?
Well, you got to stay away from plastic. You can't be cooking in plastic at all because it melts right into the food and you end up getting poison right into your food. Plus, especially the bisphenol A, Austin. Girls have done these studies as far as, I remember this one girl did a microwave study a few years ago. And she had everything analyzed after she cooked her plastic foods like that. It was unbelievably poisonous. Now, I don't like microwaves. I don't think they should be used at all. But if you're going to do it, it's like Austin just said, use Pyrex. Just use some type of glass. You can't use metal because it'll, of course, it'll arc. But you know, you gotta be careful what you heat up in those things. But be careful with if you're gonna cook anything in a microwave, just heat it up. Don't cook in it. You know, if you want to put it in there for 30 seconds or whatever, it's good too. Also, you thawed it out earlier. That's right. I wouldn't thaw it out of the microwave. We used to make that Amy's macaroni and cheese and Amy's tortellini. Remember that? I love that stuff. Too many calories. But I would, if it wasn't thawed out, which is the easiest way to cook it in a pan, I would just put it in a can and pan and put a lid over it and just let it thaw itself out, you know, in real low heat. And that way you don't have to microwave
it at all. On the pan on the stove.
Pan on the stove. Because what'll happen is, within 3 to 4 minutes, it'll be enough to break apart, and you can cook it pretty easily on the stove and not have to microwave it. Also, you said one thing, too, Austin, a few minutes ago. You were talking about how you have to write things down. A study was done a few years ago, and it said that if a person gives themselves a top 10 list to do every single day, they'll increase their productivity by up to 80%. And it's so true, because if you don't understand that, it doesn't. You'll spend your whole life trying to get things done, and you never seem to accomplish anything. But Dawson's 100% right, and Jim Rohn taught both of us this. If you take basically a goal and you write it down and get a goals board and even put it on your refrigerator, then what kind of car do you want to drive? What kind of house do you want to live in? What kind of bowling ball do you want? What kind of gun do you want? What kind of shotgun do you want? I mean, what are your goals? What are your top 10 goals that you want for your life? You know, what are your spiritual goals? What are your recreational goals? Start putting your goals down on a regular basis and start looking at them and realize that you can't accomplish a goal if you don't have one. If you have a target you can't shoot at because you don't have a target, then what's the point? You're never going to hit it. It's really important. I remember Ziegler said it this way. He said you take the person who won the archery competition in the last Olympics and you could beat them in archery, you know, within 5 minutes of training. And I told Zig, I said, how would you do that? He goes, well, you take the archer who's the gold medal winner and you put a blindfold on him, and he put a mask on top of the blindfold, and then you spin him around so we know what direction he's shooting in. And he said, then you have to shoot at the target. He goes, well, that's ridiculous, Zig. I mean, how can a man hit a target he does not have or a goal he does not see? He goes, you can't. That's the point. You've got to see the goals and the targets that you have. Well, I have to agree with Trump on one thing here, Austin. He has come in now, and he has slammed Netflix. And he is saying that they need to fire Susan Rice because she has now been added as a board member to Netflix. Trump posted on Truth Social Saturday, the next Netflix should fire racist, Trump deranged Susan Rice immediately or pay the consequences. She has no talent or skills, a political hack. Her power is gone and will never come back. Thank you for your attention, President Donald Trump, to Netflix. And I got a kick out of that, but I don't care for Susan Rice at all. I think he's 100% right about her, and I hope he feels the same way about Netflix, because that's a bad organization, Austin, with a lot of really junk movies that have really corrupted the hearts and the minds and the brains of a lot of people that have watched it, and it really pushes the homosexual pedophile agenda to a whole different level. I can't stand that programming, and I can't stand Netflix, Oz. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Don't get me on this one. No, Netflix has gone full-blown gay training. I mean, that's what they were a long time ago. They've just now really exposed themselves for who they are. It was bad enough they always had to have some type of gay theme in the shows that they did. Whatever. Got to deal with that on a regular basis. Then it was like, okay, that's not enough. We're not going to make adult shows with adult themes in it. Now we're going to start making cartoons with transgender ideology that's blatantly in your face. We're going to start doing Jurassic Park that all the kids loved. And we're going to put a homosexual couple that are 12 years old in the show. Don't believe it, look it up. And so that's the part that really bothers me is, you know, mature themes for mature audiences. If you're watching a show and it's on adult topics on it, there's something in the show, it's bad enough. And you're adult, though. When you start taking these shows and you knowingly are a director and you're knowingly putting direct perversion in these shows that's aimed between, you know, 8 to 10 year olds, in my opinion, I'm not going to get this in. I'm going to go on this, off of the show in a second.
You going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it. It's Monday. I'm not going to subject everybody to my anger on this show. I had a topic over the weekend, discussion with a lot of the operators over the weekend, and we got on the topic of Epstein and emails and pedophiles. And pretty much we've all said and come to the conclusion, what we've all known for a while, is that majority of the entire federal government, majority of Hollywood, majority of everybody in the mainstream media is pretty much directly tied in to this pedophilia scheme. It's obvious now. I mean, why in the world do you have emails from Epstein going into detail about different versions of pizza as far as what children they want? I mean, they have the emails on it now. They're not being shy about it. And then you have these clips that have been put together now from Ellen DeGeneres, from Adam Sandler, from basically all these different Hollywood actors. And they constantly talk about, oh yeah, we were at so-and-so's house and we had a pizza party. And they brought on all these different types of pizza and it was great. Another actor said the same thing. Taylor Swift goes, oh, yeah, I was at so-and-so's for dinner, and they brought pizza out afterwards. We had a pizza party. I asked a question to all my buddies we're training with. I said, how often do all of you grown men talk about going to your friend's house and having a pizza party? I don't ever remember actually saying that. No, duh. Because you're at a party and somebody has some pizza there for the kids at a birthday party. Nobody publicly talks about grown adults going to pizza parties. It doesn't happen in normal society. These guys are blatantly putting this stuff out there on mainstream media to brag about what they're involved with all their different behaviors, sadistic as it is, to make it undercover and to brag about it. So, yes, Netflix is involved directly in that. They're pushing the agenda. They're trying to confuse the minds of the children. Be very cautious. Because your children are one of your most protected assets you have. You can have the cars, you can have houses, you can have toys, you can have guns, you can have all that stuff. If you can't protect your kids, what are you as an adult? I mean, seriously.
What are you as a parent?
What is a parent? You can't protect your friend's kids if they're out with you. What are you as a parent? Where are you as a friend? Where are you as an adult? The children rely on you. You're their leader at the time. That's your team. They're working with you. They're following you, what you do. You've got to be able to protect them. And that's not just physical. That's the first factor. But also mentally. You can't go give a 7 or 8 year old an iPad with open internet access and say, hey, by the way, don't do anything with this. Don't do anything bad with this. Don't look anything up on it. Can't do it. That's why you got to be so careful now with your passwords, with your iPads, with your phones, with your TVs, with your YouTube. Don't be allowing any of this stuff. You got to be stricter now than more than ever. And a lot of times what happens is now with the YouTube kids and the Netflix kids and all these different things they have, a lot of parents go, oh yeah, just watch that on there. And that's why these individuals, these straight perverts that run these shows, have been adding it to the kids' programs now. Because they realize a lot of parents don't bother to pay attention to what their kids watch. They got an iPhone or iPad strapped to their face 12 hours a day. And they said, listen, we've got unfettered access to these kids. We have direct influence on what these children are going to absorb into their brains. It's not like they're just going on the internet and looking at bad stuff. We're getting stuff that the parents are actually accepting and allowing to come in their house, even with parental restrictions. With Netflix kids and YouTube kids, we now have an open portal to these kids. Let's see how bad we can pervert it. That's how sick these people are. So stay away from them. Protect your kids and protect their health. Make sure you're staying active with what your kids are eating, at least when you have the ability to do so. I talk about that all the time on the show, but the Ultra Multiple Chewable, the Children's Cod Liver Oil DHA, or the capsules, either one of them, they're both strawberry, they taste great. Make sure your kids are getting those two things at least, the omega-3 fats and the multiple chewable. I get it. Kids are picky. That's why I did the best I can to make these products taste as good as I can, as clean as I can. They at least need to have the basics, and that's the chewable. We put all that together in one product. It tastes good like sweet tarts, and we have the cod strawberry. Those are two key foundational supplements that pretty much hit all the nails on the head, even in slow doses, when the children's chewable, and we made it that way so kids can have an easy, tasty, fun aspect to getting nutrients in that really, really help their brain and physical development, focus, nutrition, and everything else. The next part, that's on you guys as far as their diet and what they're exposed to. I can't control that. That's on you. But as far as the supplements, I produce the best I could for my kids, and I have the option for all my friends and family and my Health Masters listeners to have it for their kids as well. So thank you for making us your number one supplement source. Thank you for choosing us and choosing not to go to some of these other brands or like Amazon. I mean that sincerely. Everybody's starting to get a real reality check about Amazon. Even people that like Amazon, they're going, wow, this place has turned into a full monopoly. No, duh. What do you think they did with all their DOD contracts and they expanded their entire infrastructure across the United States like a bomb exploded? They did it with DOD money. Support the companies that are speaking the truth. Support the companies that are going out of their way to produce you guys high-quality supplements that actually pick up the phone when you call us. You call us to pick up the phone. You email us, we answer. We're here to help you guys out. So thank you sincerely, especially the small group, the 3%ers, the 5%ers, the ones that are really doing their best to get the news out there, the topics out there, the podcasts out there, the clips out there, and spreading the truth to keep everybody as healthy and strong as possible. We couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you for being in this fight with us and continue to get the truth out there. What do you think, Deb?
I think you're right. If people support us, that you know, and not support Amazon, it's going to keep the news that we're putting out relevant, and it's going to keep us on the air. Because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. That's bottom line. And you know, that's why we always put God into the middle of our shows, because we want you to know that, you know, without God, none of us have any hope anyhow. And Jesus, and that's why Jesus is so important to me. By the way, Newsom, who I don't think he knows who either God is or who Jesus is, now tells his black audience, I'm like you, I have a 960 SAT, and I cannot read a speech. Man, you talk about condescending. I would be so pissed off if I was a black person with him saying stuff like that. That's pretty awful, actually, because I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you that I'm like you. I'm no better than you. I'm a 960 SAT guy, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, trying to act all as if there's, you got a 940, but literally a 960 SAT guy cannot read a speech. The highest possible SAT score is a 1600. That's what he honestly thinks of black people. What does he see when he sees black people? He sees dumb and uneducated, underclass. Unbelievable. Actually, if it's not, if you know anything about modern Democratic Party, rap superstar Nicki Minaj touring the Newsom, his way of bonding with black people is to tell them how stupid he is and that he can't read, she wrote on X. He's not just telling them that they're all probably stupid and can't read. He's literally slowing down his speech to make them understand the words that are coming out of his mouth. I mean, you know, often I've seen some stupid politicians in my life, like Newsom, but he's one of the worst I've ever seen. He is like an empty box. There's nothing in him whatsoever except for just the same old Democratic communist rhetoric. The only thing he's got going for him, he's got really good hair, Austin, and that's about it.
That's about it, man. I mean, every time you think it's bad enough, this dude just puts his foot in his mouth. And I mean, on top of that, he's a hardcore communist. I mean, you saw it during COVID. I mean, the man was out of control. That what was happening after him. I mean,
he was.
There was videos the other day. Somebody sent me this. You know, you forget sometimes the atrocities that are basically perpetrated on you. Sometimes when they're long enough, you kind of forget about them. And my buddy sent me some clips from COVID out in California. And the videos of the cats and basically the bulldozers and the bobcats, you know, they have the scoops on the front. And they're scooping up dirt off the beach over there in California. And they're dumping the dirt in the skate park that's off the basically the beach. And they're putting the dirt in the skate park because they said the skate park is closed permanently right now due to COVID. You're not allowed to skate in the skate park. They filled it up full of dirt. They literally filled it full of dirt as far as in the doggone skate park so nobody could skate. They put boxes and screwed them together with bolts basically and put non-head bolts on them so you couldn't open them on top of the basketball courts so you couldn't play basketball out on the beach. The level of stupidity that was exhibited among COVID was not accidental. It was not by chance. It wasn't by happenstance. It was a coordinated effort to push the population to see how much they could control them and how much pushback they would get back. Because if it was all about COVID, if it was all about safety, if it was all about protecting yourself, they never would have allowed BLM and Antifa to go by the tens of thousands and protest down the street, because it was their free right to express themselves. But you couldn't go paddleboarding out in the ocean by yourself. These people hate you. They want you to eat crap and die. Just being honest with you, they want you to eat the ultra-processed foods. They want you to not take supplements. They want you to go pharmaceutical drugs. They want the worst for you. So when you realize that, this is what they want. What does it do to me if I do what they want? And is that okay? And the answer is absolutely not. Pound salt. I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say. I'm not going to follow anything you have to say, because everything you said is horrific on a long enough time scale. Follow what the basis of the Bible says when it comes to health and nutrition. Follow the basis of real natural research and research that actually shows you how to stay healthier and stronger. Look at the documents. Look at the evidence. Look at what we produced for you on the show. Because at the end of the day, I want everybody to stay strong and healthy. I want everybody to be right beside me if I'm in an argument or a fight or a conflict and I need your backup support. I need to have your back and you need to have my back. Continue to follow up and do the best you can to keep everybody healthy and strong. Because at the end of the day, these people, these clowns, Newsom and all these hoodlums. They're hoodlums. They remind me of like little children that somehow grew up and never grew up. And it's like we're watching Lord of the Flies in some of these states with the governors. I'm not joking. It's like they act like they're 10 years old, but then they're actual grown adults. They're not children. And they're running around dictating what everybody has to do with just no concept of reality. At the end of the day, why in the world do you want to take health advice from somebody like that? Like Fauci. I am science. If you don't listen to me, you're defying science. You need to wear 3 masks now. It's healthier for you. Yeah, it's also healthier for you to sit in a car and put a hose in it and turn the car on and die. I mean, that was a stupidity of levels. And obviously, I'm saying that sarcastically. That's the stupidity that they were constantly coming out with. And so, again, look at who you're listening to. Look at their track record. Look at what they're trying to do. Amazon doesn't do podcasts. They produce a bunch of filth on Amazon Prime. Amazon doesn't produce any type of high-quality nutrients. They sell a couple companies. They turn around and try to shut everybody's businesses down. Look at who you're supporting and what's it doing. And is that okay? So once again, thank you for supporting this show. I couldn't do it without you. The more I talk to people, the more I constantly go and get involved and help people get stronger and healthier, the more I realize that there are a lot of smart people out there and a lot of educated people out there. We just have to be boisterous. You can't be silent in the night and allow things to happen and not at least say something about them or try to encourage other people to say things about them. That's my stance on that, Dad. What do you think?
You're right, Austin. I mean, you know, even a dead fish could float downstream.
That's exactly right.
I mean, we've got to do something. I mean, you've got to stand up for what's right, and you got to say when something's wrong. You can't just say, this is okay. I remember the other day I ordered some wild salmon, you know, at a restaurant. They told me they had wild salmon. Well, then I eat it. I'm like, my stomach doesn't feel right. I thought, something's not okay here. And I finally said to the guy, he told me 3 times it was wild. Finally, I said, can you do me a favor? Can you go back and tell that chef and ask him if this is wild or is this farm raised? Because I can't eat farm raised salmon. And he comes back and says, I'm sorry, it's farm raised. And I'm like, no, man, just take it off the bill. We're done with it. You know, you got to do what's right. It doesn't matter if it's the food you order. It doesn't matter if it's the stuff that you buy on Amazon. It doesn't matter if you want to promote Netflix and all their filth, you know, get a subscription for it. But why would you do that? Yeah, why would you buy supplements from a company that you know is going to put bad stuff into their supplements? They're going to put calcium carbonate and everything and give you tablets that don't even dissolve. I mean, why would you look at any supplement that contains calcium carbonate and trust anything else that company puts out? I'm just asking that question because it's the truth. Calcium carbonate causes hardening of the arteries. And you don't want to put that in your body. I mean, even when you rinse your mouth, even when you use toothpaste that may or may not contain calcium carbonate as a cleaning agent, make sure you rinse your mouth out real well. But, you know, you don't need to be swallowing that stuff. You sure don't need to be taking pills of it. I had a friend of mine who's a doctor, and he sold supplements, and half the stuff he sold contained calcium carbonate. He ended up dying at 52 years old with a massive heart attack, his second one in 3 years. And I warned him the last time. I said, you got to stop eating this stuff and stop taking these cheap supplements. But, you know, he just didn't listen until it was too late. So you're absolutely right, Austin. If you're going to support somebody, support the people that you know are telling you the truth and bringing you good products to market. Really, really, really important. That's why I thank all of you guys for doing that for us, because if it wasn't for you guys doing that for us, again, like I told you earlier in the show, we simply wouldn't be here. So thank you for your support, and thank you for allowing us to come to your home every day and tell you the news as we see it, because sometimes somebody's got to tell you the truth, and sometimes we just simply don't want to hear it. What do you think, bud?
Exactly right, my friends. That's why, you know, if you need anything, contact us, healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the D3 10,000 K2 on sale right now for product of the week. Check that out if you need it. And also, to the memory support, that's on the site. Check the website out. Let us know if you got any questions. And vote for what you want to see win product of the week next week as well. Or this week, actually, Wednesday. It's on site. Check it. Check it out here, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy, stay prepped, and stay sharp and alert, my friends. Protect your family and your children at all costs. Have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.